Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yo, what is up? Rod here with another one of these intros. Because this isn't a regular episode. This is a special one-off that we are going to put onto the crossover feed. But it's the brainchild of my improv teammate, Leonard. And it's called Where Da Wings At? Where Da Wings At? Clearly, Leonard would come up with this because he's the most food-obsessed of all of us, but his thought was he wants our team, since we're named after goddamn wings, to sample all the wings in L.A. and crown a wing champion. So we recorded it. It was funny. I mean, if you think just Chris and I, or when three of us get together, it's wild. All five of us. Incredibly problematic. Apologize off jump. Also hilarious. So yeah, that's what you're about to hear. A special one-off episode of Where Da Wings At, which you will soon be able to find on all platforms as well. As a, I don't know, I think a series of 8 or 10. I think we haven't recorded all of them yet, but we will find the best wings. We'll find the best goddamn wings in LA. Another special announcement, I guess, is that tonight, and by tonight I mean the night of Game 7 of the Rockets. I'm sorry, not the Rockets. The Clippers and the Nuggets. Me and my boy Eric Edelstein will be live on Twitch giving our feedback and opinions. If you think, you know, whoever, Jeff Van Gundy is great, wait till you hear us. We ain't no Van Gundys. I don't have a problem with Van Gundy, even though he did cut me from Team USA and called me old, like literally every day. I mean, I was older, Jesus, but God, I was like 32. He didn't care. I was just old to him. All that said, well, guess what, motherfucker? We got young blood coming to do our own announcements of the game. You can catch it on Twitch. The information will be posted on this Instagram channel, which is Crossover the Podcast on Instagram. It'll also be posted on my personal Instagram channel at Zoryon, Zoryon, on my Instagram at Boom Though, and on Eric's stuff, which is at Eric J. Edelstein across all the platforms. We will be live. We will be direct. It will be funny, I think. It will at least be insightful because I know more about this game than everybody else on Earth. Full stop. All right, enjoy this special one-off episode of Where Da Wings At.
I mean, what's up with these accoutrements?
They look like they are.
All right, so we're about to have these trying to find the best wings in L.A. Starting with the most local favorite, just straight L.A. only, Wingstop.
Wait, are we filming?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey.
We just want to start off with something that everybody knows.
So let me ask you, Lynn. Break it down, what this is. Yeah.
All right. So as y'all know, we are Lemon Pepper Wet.
LPW, baby, get it right.
When we're talking about names, I threw out the name and option. Oh, Lemon Pepper Wet, because I'm from Atlanta. I love wings. Lemon Pepper Wet, probably my favorite flavor. It is my favorite flavor. So we were coming up with ideas, creating content. And I was like, shit, man, why don't we just eat some motherfucking wings, try to find the best wings in L.A.?
I love wings.
We all love wings.
100%.
Wait, what flavors are these two? Yeah. Okay, what are all the flavors?
Yeah, so
this looks like Korean.
Spicy Korean.
There's I think Southern barbecue. Yep. We got mango habanero. And then we got the classic. Of course, we're always gonna get lemon pepper. No, they're just limited. They don't do lemon pepper wet there. So we just got some classic. Yeah,
cool. Lemon pepper dry.
So what we're doing is okay. So
yeah, every time you have a bad show.
So we eat the wings and we just discuss like.
So I would say, you know, different criteria. Crispiness, meatiness. Are they too big? Are they too
spicy?
Small?
Crispy. With a bun. No biscuit.
No biscuit.
No biscuit. Quiche.
I don't know if y'all know that's a lie. That's
Monica.
Rod just dropped a lyric from our song about a Popeye's chicken sandwich. But anyways, you know, we all just going to talk about what we like and what we don't like about wings. We all have different criteria for what is a good wing. This nigga Sean eats 7-Eleven wings.
So he's immediately disqualified.
Those are crackheads.
First off, I do respect my stomach. Second,
how?
Saying those wings are good, man. Like, for you get 5 for $4.99. Dog, you saved
money. That's not some great deal. I mean, it's, right, it's so decent.
Hey, team, time out real quick. Just pause. You already started eating your wing. Yeah. I thought we were going to do the same wing at the same time and see what we all thought.
We can do that.
All right, we'll start out with the barbecue one because I got one in my mouth.
Wait, what did you just eat?
Well, I have lemon pepper.
Okay, of course. Will somebody pass me a napkin, please?
Okay. I must say, what I do like about these without taking a bite is they're not fucking huge. Big ass wings is just chicken. And it's weird when a wing is like extra fucking big. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I can taste the antibiotics.
Yeah, like Church's chicken.
Oh. You want a nice meaty wing? No,
I don't know how big Church's wings are, to be honest.
Church?
When you go to a wing place and they bring you a wing that's like, caca!
It's like a bad
steroid.
It's too big.
It's the Wayne Johnson. It's the Rock wings.
I taste that lemon. That lemon coming through. What's that?
It does.
These are prepared wonderfully. They're crispy.
Like crispy.
No, these are very lemony.
I am a very big fan of Wingstop. I go there quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But I go to the one in Burbank. I live in Burbank. Mm-hmm. I just went to the one in Western. Apparently the one on Western does not give you fucking dip with your wings.
I was just about to say, I would like a little dip with this.
Ranch. Well, don't go to Western.
Ranch with wings.
I guess we can get there.
What's up, Western?
I mean, Western's a bit more treacherous. You know what I mean? When you're down on Western.
Yep.
It's like Western and Santa Monica. It's like its own little, like, no.
I was just also upset because there was I ordered these wings online. I just got a little bum to pick.
Yo, let it out, brother.
Ordered these hoes online. Yep. Ordered a 50-piece. I get to the motherfucking Wingstop to pick up these wings. Mm-hmm. And there's a 50-piece combo meal. 50 wings, 2 fries, 4 dips for $57.99 or something like that.
He didn't hook you up with the, like, say,
I go online. That shit ain't online. It's not available online.
What you probably also didn't do online, though, is check.
No, I went back and checked after I got here.
What I mean, maybe you did do this, so pardon me. usually, if I'm ordering from Pizza Hut, Domino's, any of these chain places, you order online. If you just do it, that's one thing. But you have to go to coupon section first and search based on that. Then it'll be like, hey, have you thought about these deals?
Yeah, that's you got to
go process. I went through the deals and the options and the combo options, so... Well, I'm just a little upset.
Anybody with a ringtone that's not just the regular ring in 2020 is specific.
Area 51, that's all I'm saying. It's like Area 51.
I do like aliens, but I got that ringtone.
I do like aliens. You know, like the movie, the idea of aliens.
The idea of aliens in space is cool to me. But let me just say this. Let me answer your question. Can I answer your question?
No.
No.
What about that?
It's about the ringtone.
Oh, say it.
I live with two people who also have iPhones, and everybody has the same fucking ringtone and tones. So everybody has iPhones, so I changed my shit to what nobody else has. So I know when my phone is ringing.
You're skipping a step here, though, bro. You have your phone on loud. Like, my phone never rings out. Like, if I lose my phone, I can't just call it. Because I never hear the ring. I never have my phone on.
Yeah, I'm deaf. Y'all know this. I'm on silent.
Are you calling somebody?
No, somebody was calling me.
This is your boy, huh? Your white homie.
Where are you going?
For the table, he invited some white dude to my house who I don't know who's bringing chicken to grill. I'm like, bro, you didn't tell me any of this.
We're eating chicken and drinking beer.
It'll be fine. But also, just to let you know the type of dude Leonard is.
Leonard, what is going on? Leonard,
you know we're recording something, right?
I know. Leonard. I'm back, baby. Leonard.
Baby, what's up, brother?
It's my homie Mike. Mike, you know Sean.
Yeah, Rod. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, sure.
Cool. What do you got? What flavor do you guys get?
We got mango, habanero, spicy Korean.
Which one is it?
Well, we got to give him a lemon pepper, too.
Barbecue.
Have you had lemon pepper wings? You a fan?
Yeah.
Just have one. What do you give us your take on this?
Give us some review action.
Oh, these are dry. Okay.
Yeah, those are dry.
Yeah, they're not wet.
Jinx.
Okay.
I didn't think
he You don't like Wingstop?
No, no, no. I just got back from Atlanta, so.
Oh. Okay.
I think Leonard's from Atlanta, Leonard, and he loves Wingstop. Yeah, Leonard went in. He's like, first of all, very lit. You can taste the lemon. That's his first word was, you can taste the lemon, and yours were, and. Leonard just qualified himself like a motherfucker.
You can taste the lemon. You can.
I'm not talking about any other wings. I'm talking about the wings here. I'm talking about the wings I'm trying right now.
Yeah.
Can't taste the lemon. And Chris said it as well.
I know. What I'm saying that yours didn't. You didn't have any negative
but
tone.
But this is why I don't go to Wingstop. They overdo everything.
What do you mean?
The flavorings are way too much.
You like this little. Like, you like the subtle.
Not subtle.
Yeah. Right. You make your Kool-Aid like, with just mix some water, huh?
A quarter of sugar.
I like sugar.
I know. Too much. Hey, you like colored water,
guy? Later, you brought this upon.
I like the fruit punch flavor.
They call it by the taste. It's by the colors, bro.
We're talking about juicy Hawaiian red.
Purple.
I thought we were going wing by wing, guys.
Let's go on the barbecue.
I'm not eating it.
Sean's
going. I'm just saying
the
spicy Korean.
Sean is just hungry.
He's in church right now.
Oh, speaking of Korean, I gotta get you the Korean wings, the Kyo-chan.
Okay.
And the Obi Bay one.
Kyo-chan.
That sounds good.
Kyo-chan. It's Kyo-chan. So that's actually that brand is in Korea also. So I've been having that for years. We used to get it all the time, and then I got tired of it because I had it like 4 days a week for like 2 years. I was in Korea for a long time.
That's awesome, dude. That's been on my list for years.
Can I say something? All right, guys. We've lost, guys.
If we're in the middle of a show, none of this would be even usable because we're all over talking.
Your face isn't usable.
Thank you.
Like I said, Rod has a lot of hate in his
heart. All right, so what wing are we on right now?
I'm on barbecue.
The spicy...
Barbecue. All right,
I'm not a fan
trash.
Of spicy. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big spicy fan. And that wasn't bad. That was good. That was a little spicy.
Can I operate and give y'all little close-ups and stuff?
Oh. And do whatever you do.
Whatever you want. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
Not for me.
Not for you? Yeah. I'm not saying I'm the biggest...
The mango aftertaste is not... Here for me
Oh, you had a mango habanero then.
Oh, well, I don't know, nigga.
Oh, yeah. This one is the spicy Korean.
Right. We just all over the place, then. This shit don't matter. Nothing matters. Everything's an illusion.
This is
the time of the flat circle, and Leonard loves aliens.
The synopsis of the show is all
and the earth is flat.
Yeah. That mango habanero is too hot.
What?
It is not that bad, y'all.
I don't like spicy either. I'm scared.
Eat these in the fridge.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Eat the wing. It's not that bad.
Chicken.
You had the barbecue. I'm going to do that next.
Is it organic?
Actually, I'm going to leave it out because it's got a thaw.
The chicken?
Or is the chicken organic?
This nigga, Vince.
It's
Ancient Rose, bro. You talking about this? You talking about our chicken?
I know our chicken's definitely not organic. I was talking about our friend over here.
Well, let's talk about the show, man.
Wait, no, it's not organic.
I mean, he's white, I give him credit for buying organic, off top.
We added it on him.
All right.
I shopped at the 99 cent store now. The chicken did not come from the 99 cent store.
No, General is actually doing really well as a stock, by the way.
Of course.
Right?
Nigga, if you go to the South, that's basically their Walmart in like rural ass places.
Yeah, that was the closest store. I was paying that court.
It's like you leave your house and then in a 5 mile radius, it's nothing but gas stations and goddamn.
I'm scared, man. I don't like spicy shit, bro.
See, there we go. All right, Rod, tell me how spicy it is. This nigga's hating on me.
I didn't think it was that spicy.
What's it as hell?
That shit was too spicy for me.
Am I supposed to take my hat off? Fucking send the military, dog.
Yeah,
man.
We high-ass
way. You at the table, man.
This is the third time I have to warn you about this, Sean. It's my goddamn house.
Did you see Django Unchained?
I was very confused about how you gonna tell this nigga what he
exactly.
Has to
do.
I'm like, what?
This is too hot for me to enjoy.
Yeah.
But it's not the hottest thing in the world. I'll survive, but I don't fuck with this. I wouldn't keep eating these.
I just recently bought the shit from Hot Ones, the Bomb Beyond Insanity. Mm-hmm. And that shit is uncomfortably hot. Oh, so after eating that, I can say that this is
working. That's what I don't understand. How is it? There's no flavor involved. It's literally your mouth is just burnt.
No, still for you, flavor. For you, it is. For you, it is.
There's a lot of flavor in there.
But for some people, they can taste all the flavor.
Wait, which wing is this?
We're talking about the mango habanero.
Mango habanero.
Talk about heat right now.
I think you're just talking about heat in general. Are you talking about specifically?
I'm just talking about like spicy foods in general. Yeah, like, why would you want
heat something so... Heat is a flavor point for some people.
Me too.
Like, Indian
Me too.
People, like heat is... Like all their food is hot for a reason. Because
but then you can taste all the other flavors. Just... For you, it's more intensified.
Yeah, all I taste is fucking spice.
You're like, this is just hot.
My mouth is burning. Like, it's going to ruin the next, like, three things I eat.
Exactly.
Like, even my Coke tastes worse because my mouth is fucking burning.
Do you have any goat milk?
Hey, you should do that.
I only drink the finest goat milks. But no, I don't have any goat milk.
No,
I remember smashing on my couch.
It's a wonderful additive to your smoothies. Just fun fact. Or
goat milk?
Yeah.
Goat milk.
Goat?
Goat
milk. So he's saying goat.
No, God, no.
Like,
I'm definitely not drinking that goddamn goat milk.
Wait, you said, oh, God,
how is it
no.
different from cow milk?
Yeah.
I'm not drinking cow milk either, first of all, anymore.
I'm trying to get up. I'm currently drinking cashew milk.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're saying all mammal milk is the same, then I'm not drinking breast milk.
I feel like I can taste it.
If I had access to it, I would try it.
You have access to breast milk.
No, I do not.
Facebook Marketplace. Craigslist.
You can buy breast milk online.
I don't want strangers' breast milk. I'm going to buy
you. What you eat strangers' goat milk? What's the difference? It's all mammals.
You could have.
You don't know these goats? You don't know these goats.
Hold on, though. So you just want to know somebody who's pregnant.
This is a beacon out there. In fact, I just decided now we're going to put this on the crossover podcast as a special edition. If you out there pregnant with full titties of milk, Chris wants a
Cambodian immigrant.
No, Chris will take Zimbabwean. He'll take Russian.
Is that the plural?
Ghanaian.
I don't know.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Chris wants 8 ounces of that delicious good.
This feels like a lot.
I'm saying as much as you would drink of goat milk, because to you it's all the same.
No, well, breast milk is very delicious.
It's very sweet, I've heard. It's
who the fuck is out here drinking 8 ounces of goat milk?
Chris, because he said it's the same as everything else.
Yeah.
That's how we got here. He said there's no difference between the milk.
Hold on. But where are you buying this goat's milk at?
Any store that
sells goat milk everywhere.
What are you talking about?
Are you serious?
Goats?
You know how goat cheese exists? Yeah, what are you talking about?
What's up with you right now?
Thank you.
I keep thinking y'all talking about oat milk.
No, goat milk, man.
No.
Listen to what
Michael Jordan ass milk. No, LeBron milk.
Listen to what you just said, nigga. You are more surprised that a mammal has milk than a fucking
no,
oat.
I'm surprised that you are drinking this shit.
By the 8 ounce glass.
You just say you drink cashew milk, nigga.
Wait, are you saying oat or goat?
Thank
you.
Goat with a G.
Y'all niggas can't hear.
Everyone's saying,
I know
Kobe
I'm deaf.
I said Kobe Bryant milk. I said LeBron.
No, you said Kobe Bryant milk. That's when it got confusing.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant
milk. Because everyone's like, oh, the eighth best milk.
I'm not going to make it. My joke was
going to
be worse.
So, literally, just for clarity.
Why are you talking like that? Because you
let the nigga speak, bro. Come on. He worked in finance, nigga.
First of all, it's COVID time, and I saw a piece of chicken fly on from your mouth.
Using the 3 foot zone.
Can we please calm that down?
He said, first of all.
Second of all, Leonard, where are you going?
Get you a new plate.
Why didn't you do play?
Oh, I thought you
said. Oh, yeah, actually, yeah,
those
give me a new plate.
Those are not plates we're supposed to be using.
Yeah, gotta give me a plate.
Why didn't you need a plate?
Why didn't you need a new plate?
Because you spat on my plate.
Someone else doing all these goddamn dishes. I didn't even sign up for none of this morning.
You got two extra dishes.
I just had a maid here yesterday, and then all of a sudden we got all this food, all these Negroes in my house. We're just supposed to be filming from 8 to 12 or 1 or whatever. Now we eating and shit, multiple plates. I'm a little hot.
Once again,
there's only one
you have
plate
a lot of hate
in the dishwasher and it's dirty.
Oh, all right, bring me my plate.
I'll gladly clean up.
All right, once again, Rod.
No problem. Obviously clean up. I'm just mad about it.
Do y'all have an unfixed lens, like an 18 to like 125 millimeter?
And a different camera.
Oh,
do you want my plate?
No.
I would love to get like, and I can't.
I mean, if you use the other camera, you can, I guess.
We don't podcast it like every other one. Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
it just needs to be oat milk versus goat milk.
All right, so y'all try that barbecue. How y'all feel about that barbecue?
Can I ask a question?
I mean, barbecue is the same everywhere.
It's not.
You think goat milk from a goat is disgusting?
I don't think it's disgusting. I just think it's weird that niggas drink
that.
Your
reaction made it seem disgusting.
I'm saying it's surprising that you just say goat's milk is regular to drink on a like all the time. Like,
do you not like cheese?
Goat nigga, cheese? I like cheese, but I'm not out here drinking goat's milk.
You know what this reminds me of? This is when, like, in every conversation I've had, this is really bad. Where some dude is like, I don't fuck on a period. And some girl's like, what? So you watch blood on TV, but it's grosses you out when you see blood come out of a human being? It comes out of his natural blood? You're just surrounding this dude, attacking him, locking him in a box. No matter what he says, you're not fucking with his answer at all. He's just surprised that goat milk is drank at that level.
If it's not your girl, you can't be right.
Wait, I just have a question. How many of y'all actually drink goat's milk on a regular basis?
Hello, nigga.
Okay,
he looks like
he, one.
Look at his hair. Yeah. It turned one streak. That one streak is the goat milk streak.
The shade.
He's every morning.
I got so much of it. Like,
look,
I don't have to talk about how
no,
soft
I'm
my hair
is.
My shit's soft.
I don't drink goat milk on a regular, but I wouldn't mind a little goat. If somebody had some fresh goat milk, I'd be like, yeah, I'll drink
some. I'm not saying I wouldn't try it or like,
it is very
but I'm not, I'm just saying, who the fuck is out here drinking it on a regular?
That's what I understand. There's a market for goat milk.
There's a market, obviously, because it's always in stock.
Yeah, but niggas in Nebraska.
No, there's a market, but I wouldn't say it's like, clearly it's not the same market as any other milk. Right? No, it's like a much smaller market. It's a niche market.
I did it because I was going, I didn't want to be lactose intolerant. You're not supposed to be drinking milk like that, right? And I was like, all right, let me try other milk alternatives.
Okay.
And then I was like, almond milk and all that shit has hella sugar in it. So I was like, all right, let me see if there's another one. And then goat milk is supposed to be good for you.
Okay. Doesn't it still have lactose?
I was going to say, does it have lactose?
It's not supposed to be as bad as milk. As
okay,
as
no.
Like how it reacts with your body.
Cashew, get that unsweetened cashew milk, baby. That unsweetened cashew.
Have you noticed like improvements in your body? Or
It tastes better. I mean, it's the same. I feel like it would taste the same as unpasteurized milk.
What's the price point?
Just straight from a, probably... It's a
Whole
Food. It's a Whole Food ass.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. He paying $9 a glass for milk.
It's not $9, but it's like for like you know the ones that the.
Next time you say you ain't got money for some, I'm gonna say cut out the goat milk and let's go. Live. Let's go.
I can't play golf. Cut out the goat milk.
So you know the shit that the milkman drops off, like one of those. It's like one
you
of
got milkmans and
like
shit.
$7. He's a goat milk man. That's what's up.
You got the milkman.
That milk costs like $5. So it's like $2 more.
You're making it sound like this is Project Power. You drink goat milk, you got superhuman strength and
I don't have the talent.
Don't mess it up, man. Let me put you on onto my goat milk, man.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he comes by every Saturday.
When does he deliver? How often?
Sorry, you're not living if you don't have a goat milk, man.
You're right.
He's technically just a plug. He just also sells goat milk.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yo! Chris, so I got what you need. I got your sativas, I got your hybrids, I got your indicas. I also got a nice little supply of goat's milk.
Not for me. I'm asking for a friend, though. Could it help with erectile dysfunction? Not for me, though. It's for a friend.
What does Chinese culture eat for that? It's like.
Tiger penis?
Virility herbs?
There you go.
Well, I thought it was elephant.
Rhino horn.
That's what it is.
First of all, that shit is just like someone in like year 300 BC, like, what would work? Dick hard. Nope, dead. Nope, hyper. Ah, yeah, dick hard. Like eating every part of everything that exists just to see what the reaction is.
That shit works.
They were like, oh, it looks like a dick. That's what we need to
say. But look, in Korea, they had so many different, like, things you would eat that they're like, oh
and
yeah,
it's
you,
hard.
You eat this, a stamina, biggie sexy,
stamina,
oh biggie fucking stamina,
oh my
many, god, many sexes,
many sexes,
many sexes. Fucking
hold on, just let people know.
I would like to pretend that I'm overdoing it. These are actual words.
No,
literally. That one TV was always like, I like to sweet the pussy.
Yeah. Let the people know where your background is as far as Korean.
I just lived in Korea a long time, but I also feel like.
What's a long time?
8 years. But I feel like if a white dude lived in like the hood for 8 years and came back like, nigga, it would also be very problematic. So just take it with a grain of salt.
That's the point.
It's a grain of salt.
Yeah. You know, I don't have problems saying stuff like that because my wife says.
We know.
I thought that's where you were going before.
I knew it.
I was just waiting. I was setting it up. It was a setup, baby.
You know, I don't have a problem saying shit like that.
Just my wife saying it.
Bruh, that's so funny. But think about that the other way. I just say, nigga, my wife's black. He was like, oh.
There's actually a great amount of white dudes who feel exactly that way.
100%. I wish my sisters
we don't say
Bill Maher. Bill Maher, exactly. Bill Maher.
We don't claim him. Yeah, Bill Maher's a piece of shit.
Bill Maher
is also a tool.
He's a straight tool, dog. Mm-hmm. Fuck Bill Maher.
He does orgies, though.
Oh, for sure.
Do that.
I wonder who does that.
Chris's girlfriend, you know,
stop
be out there with
Chris tries to throw a nigga under a bus.
Oh, yeah. It's right there. Speaking of some, that's what I'm saying, man. If you want to try some breast milk, some goat milk.
Hey, Sean, get your fucking ass out of here.
All right, let's go through and give a rating. Let's give a rating for each wing.
Oh, each rating or in order?
My favorite is the barbecue. But it's also always my favorite because I'm simple as fuck.
Wait. Do it again.
Why? We'll be recording live here too, bruh.
No, he wants the video.
He wants that close up.
Okay, here we go.
I was giving you a close up.
Here we go.
Yeah,
here we go.
Hey, Rod, you're beautiful.
I like barbecue.
Ha! He's such an actor.
That actually works. Imagine putting that in focus.
All right, so your favorite one was the barbecue.
Yeah, well, the lemon pepper wet one is a bit dry. The lemon pepper one is a bit dry. The other ones have great flavor, but too spicy. And if it's between these two, I just prefer regular barbecue flavor.
I think your card might have ran out.
Well,
there's two cards on there, so you could just...
All right.
Yeah.
Back up.
Actually, no, they couldn't have, because I just formatted them like 20 minutes ago.
Okay. Your favorite's a barbecue.
What are you seeing? You want to go take a look at it?
No, let's go.
I ain't
seeing nothing. What do y'all want to do? A 1 through 5, 1 through 10?
1 through 10.
Five.
Okay, all right, whatever.
Make it simple. 5-star system.
Can I do a half star?
What you heard, man?
Thank you.
Now you have a 10-point system like you wanted. I like barbecue. Overall, I mean, these are definitely 2-star wings. Overall. The best of them is the barbecue, which I will give 3.
Okay. Chris?
Chris is gonna get these 8 stars. He look at his plate.
No,
he's playing hella fucking wings.
Hold on, that's hella meat on that bone.
Yeah, you had a lot of wings, but you don't like be eating them wings.
Meat, man. The Asian one.
That could be the African
one.
Village.
The Asian one.
The Korean.
Yeah.
The spicy Korean. Okay.
The spicy Korean one was my number one out of these, and it as a whole, I agree with Rob. They are 2-star wings. Actually, I want to save that because I feel like Buffalo Wild Wings are going to be... No, those are probably 1-star. So these are 1-star.
There also can be 0-star.
That would be a future.
There can be 0s? Yeah. Okay. Well, then these are 2-star wings, and the Asian one gets 3 stars.
Okay. Sean?
Wings...
You like about to get sermon right now.
You like this.
Nigga, were you about to deliver a
haiku? You see, wings have been a part of black culture
for generations. Fast forward.
So, but no, they weren't bad. I would say my favorite was the mango habanero. I liked it. I like really spicy food. So no matter what it is, I like spicy.
I didn't really feel the mango too much. I mean, there's a little sweetness, but it wasn't too
much. I could taste the flavor, but yeah, I couldn't. If without you saying mango, I wouldn't have thought, oh, these taste like mango.
Right. So I would say the mango was my favorite. Least favorite, probably the barbecue. But... It's just an opposition to Rob. And you know what? I'm not going to give 2 stars to Wingstop because I think it's just the one on Western is so piss poor. So I'm going to give it 2.5.
Damn, what niggas got against Western? What did Western do?
Bro, you can't go down Western like with your windows down.
All these improv.
First of all, you can. Hold on. You're going to make people really think Western is dangerous or something.
Western is.
Nigga, UCB is literally on the corner of Western and Sunset.
I see. I have
a different type of Western.
I have one.
I was like 3 blocks up.
That's a
No, it's not even three. It's literally
it's Sunset to Santa Monica. Right. That's the difference we're talking about
here. Can I say a story?
Yeah.
Tell your story. I just want to let you know, coming out of UCB, I had a nigga basically tell me I wasn't shit for three blocks that I walked. He was like, what? You in school? You ain't never gonna be shit, nigga. I was just bragging it, and I was going to my mom like, man, motherfucker.
How did you feel, man? Like, what the
fuck? I hate how you upset like that.
No, man, but look, I didn't want to fuck with him.
He had
two carts. I didn't know what he had in his carts. I was like, man, I ain't talking to this nigga even. He was like, what? You going to the Oscar? Yeah, right, nigga. I was like, you right?
Oh, my God. So
what? That nigga valeted ever since.
Valet, I was like, I'm valeting. I'm not valeting.
I don't want it. Not today, devil. Not today, devil. Valet. That nigga said, you going to the Oscar, nigga? Who the fuck are you, Day Lewis, nigga?
Black people don't win Oscars.
You legend of bad ass dressed ass nigga. You ain't winning shit.
Oh shit. Robin, this Stacy looking motherfucker.
Yeah, I know you ready to shed a tear, old glory face ass nigga.
But you know what? I didn't have a single tear for you. It's all I gave.
I have a much not as good story, but similar. Which, because again, like Western is. It's not that bad, but it does have...
It has some interesting stuff.
But that liquor store across the street, the first UCB show I went to, the very first one, I didn't know what UCB... I was like, oh, we're going to a comedy show. Like, do they sell beer? And my guy was like, no. So I went across the street to that liquor store. I never carry cash, right? This one day I had like $2. I don't know why. I was walking in and this woman was like in a wheelchair, very humped over, just like, she's like, can you spare any? And I was like, man, you know what? Today I have $2. Mm-hmm. I'll give it to you.
That's beautiful.
So I go in and I get some drink and I come out and she's standing across the street talking. And this woman's like, Cheryl, what you doing? She's like, I'm just out here hustling these niggas for their dollars. And I was like, that was like 30 seconds ago. It was so recent. I'm never trusting anyone again.
She looked this nigga in his eyes.
I'm like, I'm a hustle ass nigga.
So what are you doing, man? I'm just out here getting hustled, man. Just a nigga getting hustled.
Just got hustled. First man in the
building. But that liquor store is always hot when you walk in. Like, this is already like you feel weird walking in. And when you walk in, it's like this hot ass air hits you. You're like, dog, like you got refrigerators. Why is it so fucking hot in here?
I never noticed that.
That liquor store is hot.
I will say this. The dude behind the counter is nice as fuck, though. I think it's because I'm like polite to like people in the service industry or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm always like, thank you, man. But I think I did it like once or twice. And he just like maybe isn't used to that, so he's always like, "You have a great day." Oh, hey, how you doing, man? Like, and he's always like, "Oh no, you don't need that extra quarter." I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool."
Yeah.
And I was like, "All right, just do it."
Damn, the dress really.
I think you don't. No, but you don't get the thing about everyone else here, and then Leonard is that like we all have like resting black man face, and Leonard is like a very jolly looking like, yeah. Hey guys,
yeah.
Anybody up for pancakes?
You have a very likable look, man.
That's true. But I mean, I feel like when I'm at work, I got resting like black man face.
No, you don't, dog. You know when you have resting black man face, it's like this.
All right, let me see it.
He can't even do it.
Alright, fuck out this. What's your favorite wing? What's your rating?
Okay, so I will agree with Chris that the favorite wing was
of course.
I'm not just saying that I have Asian wife, but the spicy Korean, my wife's Japanese, there's a distinction.
It's like if you call your wife a spicy Korean, I'm shutting everything down. I'm shutting everything down. It's
over. Let me come here.
Your wife
done.
Your wife done. Kill me for not reporting
anything. No.
I'm not hunting us down. I'm not doing it.
The old Vince would have said a joke right there.
Old Vince.
I turned over a new leaf.
Free Man Jimmy Vince would have said a joke. Free
Man, we too close now.
I'm supporting you, brother.
We too close right now. I'm supporting you, brother. Yeah. I will say this, though. I had a little medication. Basically, I smoked before I ate these wings.
Of course.
This is a barometer of how good the wings are. Because if I smoke, the wings will take me to a higher level of flavor. And these wings just went down as it went along. It started off good. And I was like, man, as I kept eating, I was just like, I'm just eating because I'm high right now. These wings are not doing anything for me right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give it a 1.5.
Okay. Mm. So wait, if you smoke weed.
If I smoke weed and have some good. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Do you not smoke at all?
Nigga, what?
Like, weed enhances like everything.
A thousand times
more delicious. Shout out.
Yo, shout out. I just didn't expect it from like a beatnik looking dude like you. I thought you'd been in these streets, dog. Well, your glasses is back on. What are you doing?
He told this nigga to move. This is my house. This is my house.
Ding, 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 ding.
Everybody lose. Y'all
got to be a Tyson, Roy Jones.
Y'all
got to
go
20 seconds.
Y'all got to go 20 seconds. My face shot.
You got
to
slam poetry response to that?
Give me another haiku, nigga.
Here we go.
Brother. Don't be bothered just because I got a problem.
It already knows.
Wow!
I never learned comebacks that good.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. Oh, thank God. I was like, where is Chris was already like, Chris this nigga. Yeah, 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 yeah. Fuck God. This nigga. You done, Sean. Sean,
I was trying to throw in the towel too early.
I was like, brother.
He knows that's a sensitive subject for bro.
Wow. Okay.
So back to what I was saying
about
boom.
I'm about to break one of these bubbles.
Right?
I'm about to break down in tears. He was Chadwick Boseman, and you remind me I don't have a fucking father.
He was.
Oh, come on, man.
Jeez, I lost the Black Panther and the father I never had.
Guess what?
Don't you do that shit. I'm hurting.
Your father was Dr. Phil growing up, right?
Shit.
I'm saying that's what Jake Cole was.
I wish I was that light skinned. I've been golfing. I'm starting to look African without the same strength and speed.
Oh, you got Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil.
Yeah, I'm in Uncle Phil.
All right. I'm going to get my rating.
First things first, Uncle Phil.
Why
you
don't want me?
I'm going to get my rating because of Jade. Obviously, my favorite wing was lemon pepper. Of course.
Okay.
You know, had that nice lemon flavor.
It did.
Them hoes weren't crispy enough for me, though.
There's some hoes in this house, though.
Yeah, somehow.
I'm a hoe.
I know you're
in this house.
Yeah, we get it, Leonard. You fuck.
You fuck, Leonard.
Well, I did find every excuse to say that.
Well, hashtag tag a nigga who eats ass.
I eat ass. And I also eat wings.
he knows great flavors.
So.
That's why I don't like that spicy shit, dog. He's been turned off by that.
Bro,
you mean eating peppers? Man, I don't like this shit tonight.
And personally, if you eat that shit, it come out twice as hot out my butthole. And then if I lick the butthole, I'm like, God damn it. You got taquitos?
Boom, boom, boom.
You got jalapeno taquitos? All right.
Did you just describe a human centipede?
All right, so I'm giving my rating.
All right, give it.
I normally fuck with Wingstop. I get my shits well, extra well done.
That's why they're so dry.
These weren't extra well done. These were not.
Were they still well done? Did you ask for them in a special way?
That's the option. There's only regular or extra well done.
Okay.
Gotcha.
That's what they call it. We got them regular. I'm going to give these hoes a 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
2. Yes. And it's really like a 1.5. But we going on a 5-point system. So, because I'm going by past
nigga, that ain't got nothing to do with right now.
Right now, these hoes are about a 1.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A 1?
Yeah.
I'm just eating because I'm hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always.
Is, and like I said,
is that it
so, which one?
I think that makes our overall rating like 1.8.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good math.
Animate that in. No, I just wanted to put my bowls in.
Two twos, a 2.5, a 1.5, and a 1. Should be about 1.8, which is not, we're supposed to be a 5-star system, so we need 2 stars.
So 2 stars.
2 star average.
I don't know, as a white man, these are 4s.
They put too much flavor on, bro. Why did they put too much flavor?
I hope you're committed. Now you have to be in the show. You're the Jamie of this fucking.
All right, I guess the next spot, we'll decide if somebody wants to throw out a spot for next time or... You know, the more people we get, the more episodes we go, we'll talk. Right. We'll start taking.
I got one.
Taking requests.
You got
so yeah, you rushed again. Take us on fire.
Nigga, we cannot hear you.
Why do you start talking first then? It was your choice to start your fucking sentence. What are you talking about?
You get mad at us.
No one said speak on the dot now, bro. Let me finish.
Yo, I promise you we love each other, guys. I promise you we all love each other.
Oh, we saw that after Sean's comment, and Rod didn't pull out a gun and shoot.
Because I've been around niggas where they're like, what? Fuck it, I'll go to jail.
Yeah, exactly.
This is for you, Dad.
No, now people think I'm an asshole. That it's only because Rod keeps throing it in our face that he doesn't like.
He doesn't like to drive.
Really,
like,
I brag about it.
To the crossover podcast.
I brag about it.
You know. All right. So what's the spot, Chris?
Yee Rustic Inn is quite fire. They don't have that many flavors though.
Okay,
I think that's the one problem. They got like buffalo barbecue and like one other flavor.
We didn't even get buffalo.
Quality wins though.
Okay, great.
Yee Rustic Inn.
Yee Rustic.
Where is that at?
Yee.
It's like why?
That sounds like something I would suggest.
But if the wings slap, they slap. They
eat. It's
Yee's what it
eats. Yee's what it eats. Where is it?
It's in Los Feliz.
Okay,
Los
cool. Feliz. All right, we'll do that next. I say Los. Say I say I don't even know how I say it. Now I don't want to say it.
Say, just let it go. Los don't think about the fate.
Los Feliz.
I say with the. Latin
is it Los Feliz?
It should be Los Feliz, but Los Feliz is what people say.
Los Feliz. I don't say that.
A lot of people say Los Feliz.
I say Los Feliz.
White or black people say.
I like Feliz.
But it's like if you say like Los Angeles and not like Los Angeles. Then it's like, yeah. We're not getting it all right, bro. We're not getting it right. This guy said Kyochon or whatever chicken.
All right, I'm going to say this. For the longest time, I still do it and people get mad at me. Kahunga?
Kahunga?
Wait, what?
Kahunga.
When I first moved here, I'm going to Kahunga. No, when I first moved here, I would say Kahunga. And other people would be like, Kahunga?
Yeah,
you sound like Michelangelo just saw like a woman with big chest. So, Kahunga!
I can't hate, man.
There's an E in there.
I know.
Is it Wilshire?
No, yeah.
Come on. Now you're bullshitting.
When I first moved here, I'm not going to lie. I was like, I got to turn on Wilshire. Wilshire? Like,
can y'all niggas read?
Wilshire. I will say Wilshire Farms does exist, where maybe if you're not from here, you read that anything Wilshire.
He said Wilshire.
Yeah, Wilshire is so much worse.
Either way, I had it messed up. I'm just saying I can empathize with his situation. I mispronounced it.
I grew up in San Diego, and my brother still, when he would see the signs that said La Jolla, he'd be like, L.A. Jolly, what's that?
I hate that.
Yeah. No. That's not hilarious. The shit I hate from living in the South, when niggas would say Kroger's, put the S on Kroger.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, it's not called Kroger's.
I mean, more of them is Kroger's.
Wait.
Yeah, but it's like, yo, I'm going to Kroger's.
I don't know. I think I
said y'all know what Kroger is?
Yeah, of course. I'm there.
Yeah, I guess that'd be like saying In-N-Outs.
Yeah. I would just be like, what?
Kroger? But that's not as crazy as Kahunga.
You know those guys that says Kroger's?
Kroger?
You guys
are nuts.
Kahunga.
I'm done with these 2-point ass wings, man. I'm going to call it.
I can't believe we didn't finish these hoes.
Right?
Chris ate a lot of them.
Yeah. I ate a good amount.
But
I was hungry. Yeah. And I'm always hungry.
You went in early.
Shots of love. Hi. And I was like, all right, well, I guess we eat, man.
Who's hungry? Man, look, you can't put a bunch of wings open in front of
a black man
and not expect to just lose script. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I was hungry. And
my man had his IPA. Uh-huh. He had his wings. So
every episode, he really looks like he has a father. The way he just lived his life.
He taught him to drink IPA.
For the people out there, that is not grape soda. That is
what did you think about IPA.
Actually, I like it. I'm not crazy about IPA, but I like this. This is actually really good.
I like the artwork. It makes it seem like it's fruity and different.
It does look like it would be a great
drink. You haven't had it yet. Have you tried it?
I tried it.
What'd you think?
It's fine.
Green Flash, West
Green
Coast
Flash, Green Flash Brewing Company, West Coast IPA. One of the best IPAs on the market.
So also for the next episode, are we going to decide what horrible ringtone
everybody has to have another shitty ringtone?
A shitty ringtone.
How many people have Big Pimpin' as a ringtone at one point?
I did not.
You did not?
No.
Oh, I did. You did not?
I didn't. But when the ringtone was only the, like, the meaty ringtone.
Yeah.
I programmed them in, like, I didn't buy them. I, like, literally had to, like, go online and find the code to, like, enter it in. And the first one I had was Wangsta. And all it did was go, like,
bruh. Bruh. Remember when
you let it play out to see if people got what song it was? Like,
but later on, I had the Beautiful Snoop Dogg and Pharrell. Yeah. And that one was, like, way long. It's like,
right, but you had to have like.
You had to listen to that one a long time.
Yeah, you had to let it play so people could get it. Like,
you got this?
Yeah, you figured it out.
But you have to have certain ringtones for certain type of people. Like, Beautiful probably be for some girl you talk to.
It was.
But hold on, you know what changed the game? When you could record your own sounds and make your own ringtones? It was like 07. I had a phone where you could record your own, like you record whatever audio you wanted and make it your ringtone.
Yeah.
Bro, I had the Scooby-Doo ringtone. Right, I had the X-Men theme song ringtone.
Bro, right, I was signing off, Leonard.
Yeah.
Because it's your thing, so like, what we doing?
Well, shit, man. I guess overall,
we're out, right?
No, it's plenty. It's just it only does it in 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20-minute increments. That's what the thing is, yeah.
All right, well, you know, this is Lemon Pepper Wing. We never even said the name of the show at the beginning.
I don't know what the name of the show is.
You were the one who came up with it.
It's called Leonard's Wings and Things.
Wings and Things. First of all,
y'all want pancakes?
First of all, it's
y'all
lemon
pancakes. Y'all want pancakes?
It's Lemon Pepper Wet presents.
Oh, presents.
Where the wings at?
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.